Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Well, it is time. It is time for us to speak with a writer who's more people look at his stuff than anybody else's stuff in the gun culture, and that is Dean Weingarten. How are you today, sir?
I am doing well, and I just had to get off the phone with a Texas representative about a bill that he managed to push through the sentence. This last session, I should say.
Right.
So I see you guys got high priority. Or you have high priority. The radio show has high priority.
I appreciate that, sir. I was about to say, well, you know, that's a bigger name. You probably should have stuck with him. But anyway.
You got to stay with the one that brung you, as they say.
Yeah. So let's start with this, the record-breaking gun sales. That ended last month.
Yes, and well, it's only like 12 days ago now, and it's really interesting because this is like a 21-month run.
Right.
For 21 months, every month was a record compared to the previous years for that month. In other words, we're talking about all the Januaries, all the Februaries, all the Mays and Junes and Julys. And so it was quite a string, a really unusual. I don't think we've ever seen anything like it before in NICS. Now, part of it, you have to say, is that some states are doing enormous numbers of NICS checks for things that are not gun sales. And so we have the situation now where you look at NICS, and in last month, which would be, let's see, May of 2021, we had something like almost 60%, I think it was 58%, of the NICS checks were for permits and permit rechecks. Now, you still had a very high level of gun sales, and they were 18% lower than what we had in May of 2020, but that's still a high level. After all, May of 2020 was a record year. So we sold, well, there were checks for pretty close, a little more than 1.3 million guns in May of 2021, and that's a lot of guns. By my calculation, we're at about 472 million privately owned guns in the United States, which is somewhere around 40% of all the guns, all the small arms in the world.
Right. Certainly not. Certainly, and, you know, some of the gun grabbers get out there and they say the biggest proportion of those are owned by 3% of the gun owners.
Well, you know, there are people who have a lot of guns. I have a fair number of guns. Many others have a fair number. But when you look at the number of households that have guns, it varies a lot, and a lot depends on what the people are willing to say to somebody who asks them if they have a gun. And then you have people who are single and just say they own a gun, which that percentage they claim is, you know, around 30%. But we look at this year, and just, in 2020, there were something like it depends who you ask, 20 to 40% of the people who bought guns were new gun buyers. Well, that's a lot of new gun buyers. And so we're looking at large numbers of new gun buyers. There has to be, I think, the number of people who own guns is going up by a significant amount. And the people who, the number of households that have guns is stabilizing, if not going up, too. But when you do a survey and you ask people to have guns, understandably, with all the talk about we want to ban AR-15s, or we don't think you should have this kind of magazine, or if you're going to buy ammunition, you have to register to do it. Yeah, you know, people are a little bit reluctant.
Have you ever gotten one? Have you ever been surveyed for that?
No, not for that particular thing.
I've never been surveyed for anything regarding guns, ever.
Maybe once there was a survey. I'm trying to remember. That's, I've been around quite a while, so I think I might have gotten one once. And, I'm kind of a private guy. I'm not sure if I even was willing to participate. So there you are.
Yes.
I think that we have more than 30% of the people in the U.S. that own guns, and that a lot of the undercounting are among minorities and groups that are, you know, traditionally kind of reluctant to trust the government. And I'd say the number of people who are reluctant to trust the government went up a lot in the last year. And, there's a lot of people now who are saying maybe all those people who said the government was not telling us the truth for decades, gee, they seem to be right.
Yeah, that becomes a thing, doesn't it? After they prove it three, four, five different ways,
Right. I'm recalling when I was a kid, and all the rage was about how the John Birch Society was a bunch of kooks, and they were just idiots who were out there spouting nonsense. I think that's one of the early uses of conspiracy theory. But then you look at what has happened in just the last 10 years. You go, gee, a lot of what they were talking about seems to be happening.
Yeah. Talking about the John. Well, I mean, I used to hear that the John Birch Society would make me vanish if I said something bad about them.
I never got that. I just got polite people don't talk about those people.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. And I think I was a bag boy at a grocery store. It wasn't exactly like I was out there going, you know, dispensing any sort of secret knowledge or giving away the secret handshake or anything. It was, I was just talking to another guy that went to a school where he was a member of the John Birch Society. And I was like, the what?
Some of this stuff just seems like we've all come to believe it's true that there's a lot of powerful people that want to decrease the power of the United States and have a world government. I mean, a lot of people do.
I have no doubt about that. A lot of them are Americans. A lot of them are politicians. You hang on before we get lost in this. We're coming up on the first break. Talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find his stuff. You can find this article at amoland.com. We're talking about the NICS checks. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
In 2013, Core Essentials set out to redefine a man's belt. Blending innovation with superior material, the Core Essentials belt came into focus, highlighting a better fit, better styling, and increased function. Equally at home peeking out of a blazer or a plate carrier, the EDC gun belt answers every need of the modern gun carrier. Core Essentials. That's K-O-R-E, essentials.com.
What makes the best is that they're always getting better.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
To you live. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and we were about to go in. I don't know what direction we were about to go in, but...
Well, one thing I'd like to say is that we have an enormous number of these background checks that are being done, I think, kind of frivolously. Illinois seems to check everybody who has a concealed carry permit every day for background check. By itself, Illinois, with its permit and permit rechecks, accounted for 30% of all the background checks done in May of 2021. One state. And not for any gun sales. Those are just for the background checks on permit and permit rechecks. So,
Are they trying to catch them? Are they trying to catch the permit holders having broken the law?
My guess is that if I were trying to sell this to the legislature to say why I'm doing it, I'd say, well, it's all automated. We just press a button and it happens. And it doesn't cost us anything. You know, it just costs the federal government. And then maybe we will catch somebody who's got a permit who committed a crime and we didn't get told about it for within another 24 hours, you know. So,
Now, is there any data indicating they've actually caught anybody? Because we know that concealed carry permit holders are very law-abiding people.
Yeah, I've never heard of any, but and you'd think they would tout it if it existed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, so look, we stopped this, you know. I think something like that happened in Michigan. They have a sort of a registration system of pistols there. It's not exactly, but it's kind of, sort of, you know. If you buy a pistol in Michigan, you're supposed to let the police know and they keep a record of it.
Right.
So they had somebody that was doing a bunch of shootings, and it turned out that the gun he was using was somewhat unusual. And they had this registration system in place for, I think, let's see, it was about 1924. It went into, so for, you know, most of 100 years, probably 90-plus years. And because of the registration system, they were able to narrow down their focus to a few people, and they caught a guy. Whether the registration was directly responsible or not, it's hard to say. So they had one sort of half success in almost 100 years of registration. That's not a lot to go on. Look at all the time and energy and money they put into that. They probably could have hired three additional policemen over the 100 years and caught a lot more crooks. So these registration systems, they simply don't work. They're just not worth the effort. But because the people who don't like armed populations see them as a way to confiscate guns eventually, they're popular in that regard. They're the way that you go from, you know, having just a list of people who have guns to having a list of people that you don't want to have guns.
Well, I know in New York that they, there's one jurisdiction where a sheriff watches the obituaries and compares that to his registry for handguns.
Oh.
And then once they notice that somebody's died, I think they give them 5 days to grieve or X amount of time to grieve, and then they show up demanding the gun.
You know, I've heard about something like that occasionally happening in Illinois. And California actually has made up some sort of gun collection squads that go around and knock on doors. And
yeah, they're part of the DOJ, the California DOJ, yeah.
Right. And so we have examples of it already happening in this country. So if somebody tells you, well, confiscation from a registration list, that'll never happen in the United States. Well, you can point out to examples where it already has happened.
I want to ask you a question. I was interviewed on another radio show today, which is sort of an inception moment. But the guy was telling me that he was the interviewer was telling me he was from Chicago, and that if a person that lived in Illinois had gone to another state to buy things, which, you know, there's only one or two. They can buy ammunition, accessories, and long guns, but they can't buy handguns, right?
Right. I'm not, you know, I have to check on the long guns because Illinois would have to buy into that.
Well, whatever it is, if they're in a, like if they're in Indiana, right?
Right.
And they're not checked for their FOID card in Indiana, their Illinois FOID card, then the dealer in Indiana gets in trouble and it's brought down on them by Illinois. And when I questioned him about that, I was saying, how do they enforce that? Oh, it's very easy to enforce. And I was just thinking, okay, this guy's having me on there to talk about Second Amendment issues, but he's telling me something I have never heard of that before, ever.
And, yeah, it doesn't look easy to me.
It only pertains to the states that border Illinois. So I just, you know.
Unless you have some kind of a special legislation in Indiana that says all dealers have to report all sales to Illinois, how would it be enforced? And I've never heard of any such legislation.
Yeah, me either. I would just, as I'm listening to it,
I don't see it. I don't see how it would be. Not in our federal system currently.
No. I would think that Indiana and all these other states would look at Illinois, and if they say, listen, if you we want you to uphold a law where we wreck you if you don't do as we tell you to do. I'm just sure the Indiana legislature would be like, I'm excited to be a part of this.
Well, sometimes it works that way with things like sales tax. You know, you collect our sales tax, we'll collect yours.
Yeah. Well, in any event, I just found that sort of odd the way it goes. And
yeah, I don't see
now
it.
He's also telling me that in Florida, all he has to do to get a permit in Florida is show his DD-214.
Well, that's kind of a half-truth.
Well, hang on to that. I want to know the answer to that when we get back. Coming up on the next break, you can find Dean's stuff. Well, nearly 1,800 articles waiting for you at amoland.com, where he is the biggest writer of the biggest website in the world that pertains to the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott believes the state needs to build its own wall along the southern border due to rising crime. And to do that, Abbott is asking the feds for some land back.
Today, I am also sending a letter to President Biden. His administration is refusing to finish the border wall on land that the federal government took from our fellow Texans. I am demanding that the Biden administration immediately return to Texans land that the federal government took to build the wall. Texas will talk to those property owners about Texas using that land to build the wall.
President Biden is insisting the United States' relationship with Russia must be stable and predictable. Biden heading back from Geneva after meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump is planning to visit the Texas-Mexico border. Trump saying he accepted an invitation from Texas Governor Greg Abbott to visit the area on June 30th. This as illegal immigrant car chases with smugglers continues to rise across the entire state of Texas. In one of the most recent cases, a smuggler carrying 12 illegal immigrants crashed into the front gate of a home in McAllen, Texas. Texas State Trooper Chris Olivares tells Fox News these sorts of occurrences are now happening every day.
Sadly, we've had incidents where there has been fatality crashes because of these smugglers, the way they drive, and unfortunately we might start seeing that a lot more because of these increase of pursuits.
The Randolph, New Jersey School District announced that all holidays would be simply referred to as days off instead of traditional names like Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Martin Luther King Jr. Day. The announcement set off a backlash, including a petition calling for the resignation of board members. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, writer at Ammoland.com. Do your, besides Ammoland, is your stuff just mainly just reprinted in other places, or do you write for anybody else that I've never asked you about?
Well, I do write for other publications. From time to time, mostly because most of my work is being published in Ammoland now. It's republished. The JPFO, Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, publishes a fair amount of my stuff. Well,
right.
They like my work, so they take stuff with permission from Ammoland. I just had an article published in a glossy, hard print, you know, actual print edition, for the, Texas Rifle Association. That was the article about how Texans lost the right to bear handguns. There are other places that where I get published from time to time, but the thrust of my work right now goes to Ammoland.
Well, it makes it easier just to find it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. And, of course, you can do a search on the Internet with my name, and you're going to come up with more than Ammoland. So,
what do you think it is? About 3,300 now? 3,300 articles?
Yeah, it's probably right around there. I'm getting real close to the 1,800 mark on Ammoland. Probably another couple weeks we'll be there.
3,300 articles.
Now, you mentioned this other radio personality that you were talking with. Yes. That he said that all you need to get a permit in Florida is a DD-214.
Now, that for those who don't know what that is a statement of service that comes from the armed services when you separate from the armed services.
It's a document you get when you separate and says what kind of service you did, has some training on it. And at least when I got out, they said, don't lose it. Register it with your county board. You know, make sure that you have a copy in several different places because it's valuable.
Right.
And it is, and it is in Florida. But in Florida, they take the DD-214 as proof of training for your permit. But that's all it does. You know, you still have to apply. You still have to send them money. They still check out whether you're a felon or not. Let's see. I'm thinking you have to send them fingerprints. And not 100% sure. It's been a while since I did my Florida permit. So it's only one part of the whole process to get your Florida permit. It's not just send them a DD-214 and they send you a permit.
Right. Okay.
So that's probably what he is talking about, I believe.
Okay.
And
sounds as good as anything out there, I guess. I just the other part though, where the FOID card was all powerful throughout the Midwest, just sort of.
You know, there's some court challenges, serious court challenges against the FOID card, the FOID card in Illinois. It may be ruled to be unconstitutional by the Illinois Supreme Court. I mean, there's a serious challenge going up right now. So, and I think they have filed another one. And then they're trying to make the FOID card more expensive and more difficult to get. So we got some battling priorities going on there.
You know, the thing that I don't understand, and I don't think you've written about this yet, but the thing that I don't understand is, exactly what the left thinks, the rest of America thinks about what they're trying to do. They're out there trying to disarm law-abiding Americans. They have done away with bail. They don't arrest anybody and keep them in jail. And they're defunding the police in certain places. Exactly what are we, what do you think that they think we see as they're doing all of these things? You know, are we supposed to be going, you know, am I supposed to hear some old Saturday morning cartoon music playing in the background and, you know, and just think, oh, this is just wonderful. This is a great way to go.
I think they believe that we are supposed to do as we're told. Whatever the media tells us, that's what we're supposed to believe. And if they tell us that, you know, black is red on Thursday this week, we're supposed to believe it. And so I think they hope, anyway, that they have enough control over the narrative and the information that most Americans consume that they can remain in power long enough to do away with any kind of fair election so they don't have to worry about running for election again.
Yeah, but they're going to be experiencing a bloodbath.
Well, and here's the problem. A fair number of people of our opposition would not only be fine by that, they think it's wonderful.
Oh, I'm not talking about one in the battlefield. I'm talking about at election time.
Oh, well,
if they were to get in, if there was a bloodbath happening on the battlefield, I don't know how long they get to enjoy that because they might end up themselves bleeding out.
Well, certainly true, but what I'm saying is there are a fair number of them who would just love to see the United States engaged in a chaotic civil war for the foreseeable future because they think they're fine. Well, I'll just fly over to my estate in, you know, the Netherlands, and I don't have to worry about that. And now finally, the U.S. is no longer dictating to the rest of the world that capitalism has to succeed.
Hmm.
So unfortunately, there are a fair number of people who are against us who would love to see the U.S. in chaos.
Hmm. Well, I'm not overly worried about what they want or what they want to see. I'm just saying that with what they're trying to push and all the stuff they're trying to do and, you know, every little thing they've had go on right now, from gasoline prices to the spike in violence in blue cities and everything else. You know, the interesting thing is while they're out there talking about how systemically racist, for example, that white people are.
Correct.
The prevailing wind, and I talked about this earlier, is that all of these rampage killings that occur, most of the time they're white guys. 2020, well, statistically that's not true, but that's the narrative they're pushing.
You know, it's about a wash.
Yeah. Well, it's actually proportionate to the population of the United States. Yeah. Correct. So the part where they're out there doing this and everything, rampage killings were down last year.
Yeah.
In 2020. And at the same time, there was still a spike in murder in the blue cities.
I think that part of this is that they are desperate.
I'm sure.
Donald Trump was a wake-up call to them. Their propaganda was no longer reliably working. And they couldn't depend on having a Republican that would just slow down their agenda instead of try to stop it and reverse it. And so they had to push hard, you know, to try to save what all of the anti-American, anti-freedom policies they'd been putting in place for the last, you know, at least 50, if not 70 or 80 years. So I think they are kind of desperate about Trump, and so much of this amount to acts of desperation.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on the last break. You can find Dean's stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Going to finish up with Mr. Weingarten. So where would you like to go in this particular discussion, sir?
Well, I think I'd like to discuss what I found out about the National Firearms Act when it was being debated in 1934.
Oh, yes.
House Ways and Means Committee, the person who really pushed it was Homer Cummings. He was a very strong Democrat and progressive. I think he was from Connecticut. It was one of the little East Coast states there, you know. It sometimes gets harder to keep track of all of them, but I'm pretty sure
he was the Attorney General?
He was. What
okay.
happened? I mean, it's fascinating to me because originally FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the president, had appointed a Montanan to be the attorney general, a senator from Montana, and I forget his name right now. And I, you know, might be Wyoming. I'm pretty sure it's Montana. Anyway, it seems unlikely that a senator from Montana would have been rabidly anti-firearms like Homer Cummings was, but the Montana senator died on a train of a heart attack on the way to D.C. So Homer Cummings got the AG position instead of a being named as, I think, you know, U.S. Director of the Philippines or whatever, the governor of the Philippines, I guess it would have been. So we get Homer Cummings, and he's kind of like the Senator Schumer of his day, and he really wants national firearms legislation. So the Justice Department crafts the National Firearms Act, which is the first really significant national firearms legislation that the U.S. had considered. I mean, there'd been a little bit about, you know, whether you can send a gun over the pistols through the Postal Service, that sort of thing, previously, but not serious national legislation. And so they present this bill to the Ways and Means Committee of the House. And then, as now, the Ways and Means Committee is one of the most powerful committees in the House, and it has a lot to do whether a bill goes forward or not.
Right.
So Cummings is testifying before the committee. And the original bill, it got changed quite a bit in the course of being passed, and we're fortunate that it was. But the original bill said that for the purposes of the act, the term firearm means a pistol, revolver, shotgun having a barrel less than 16 inches in length, any firearm capable of being concealed on the person, a muffler or silencer, therefore, or a machine gun. You might have noticed short-barreled rifles were not included.
Yes.
And it makes sense. The media of the time had hyped Bonnie and Clyde and Dillinger and other gangsters that roamed around the nation holding up banks, and they were often armed with pistols. They had often stolen machine guns from either police departments or National Guard armories. And they also were said to be armed with sawed-off shotguns. Some of them were. And those firearms were demonized as gangster weapons, much as the AR-15 is being demonized today. But there wasn't any demonization of short-barreled rifles, so they weren't included in the bill. And yet, both Winchester and Marlin made thousands of rifles with barrels less than 18 inches long, and Quackenbush made many thousands of short-barreled, what they call bicycle rifles of the time. And they're little single shots. Often Marlin made a bicycle rifle with a lever action, kind of like a precursor of the Model 39. And unfortunately, the Marlin was not real popular, but the Quackenbushes were. So what we have then is one of the weirdest, I think, sort of farcical episodes in the legislative history of the United States. We have this congressman from Minnesota who's a member of the Ways and Means Committee. His name was Harold Knutson. And he asked the Attorney General, Homer Cummings, if he can add rifles to the bill and raise the barrel length to 18 inches to protect deer hunting rifles in his home state. Now, if you had a what? Moment there, so did Cummings. He's bewildered by the request because it doesn't make any sense. Rifles aren't in the bill. So how would you need to put rifles into the bill to protect deer hunting rifles? Here, I'll give you the verbatim from the transcript. Mr. Knutson, who is the representative of Minnesota. General, would there be any objection on page 1, line 4, after the word shotgun, to add the words, or rifle, having a barrel length less than 18 inches. The reason I ask that is I happen to come from a section of the state where deer hunting is a very popular pastime in the fall of the year. And, of course, I would not like to pass any legislation to forbid or make it impossible for our people to keep arms that would permit them to hunt deer. Attorney General Cummings. Well, as long as it's not mentioned at all, it would not interfere at all. Mr. Knutson, it seems to me that an 18-inch barrel would make this provision stronger than 16 inches, knowing what I know about firearms. Attorney General Cummings. Well, there's no objection, as far as we are concerned, to including rifles after the word shotguns, if you desire. And that's how short-barreled shotguns got into the bill. I mean, it's really crazy. At least the representative says he wants to protect hunting rifles. But there's nothing about hunting rifles in the bill. So he interjects language that restricts the type of rifles you can get. Absolutely makes no sense. And there was no call for restricting short-barreled rifles. The NRA and other citizen groups did their due diligence and were able to get pistols and revolvers taken out of the bill So it ended up with essentially, you know, the kind of booby prizes went to the FDR administration. They were able to restrict machine guns, silencers, short-barreled rifles, and shotguns. And that's how we ended up with short-barreled rifles being restricted in the federal law.
Yeah. I looked at that the other day. That's a really interesting story, just because it was sort of a unintended consequence, wasn't it?
Yeah, at least it appears to be. Now, it's possible that Knutson was just a diabolically evil person, and he really wanted to restrict rifles, but he wanted his constituents to think that he was stupid instead of evil, so he put it that way.
Right.
That takes a lot of presumption.
Well, we are about to run out of time. Will you be available this coming Friday?
I intend to be.
Yeah. I've been taking steps hardening the target here so that I have fewer technical difficulties coming up. So
that's good.
Yeah, hardening the target, Dean. That's what happens. So anyway, one more time, for those of you that are interested in this kind of stuff, that I mean, that also was ripped from the pages of Ammoland.com. You would go to all contributors. Look to your left, midway down, you see Dean. Nearly 1,800 articles there waiting for you at Ammoland.com. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
It's always a pleasure.
All right. And as for me and you, for the rest of us, back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.